Welcome to Three Steps Forward, a podcast designed to help us grow as Jews, just a few steps at a time. In each episode, we will meet one interesting and thoughtful person with one or two pieces of useful advice to give. Our goal is to be both spiritually ambitious and humble. We really believe that we can accomplish great things if we take it just a few steps at a time. Well, I have a special merit and pleasure of being joined for a few minutes by Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz Shlita. Rabbi Leibowitz is someone I have learned a lot of Torah from, whether Daf Yomi or the Temid Halachas or just Shiurim out there in the world. So thank you so much, Rabbi Leibowitz, for your Torah.
Thank you. My absolute pleasure.
So Rabbi Leibowitz is a Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva University at Rabbi Yitzhak Elchanan. Rabbeinu Yitzhak Elchanan, rather. He's the rabbi of the Beis Knesset of North Woodmere, the director of the Smicha program at Reitz, but only after I left. I'll try not to take that personally. And we are here just to try to get a couple of minutes of tips, tools, strategies in Avodat Hashem, the service of Hashem. Please, Rabbi Leibowitz.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sprungen. It's always great to see you. And thank you for the kind words. I want to share with you one very simple, easy tip that has transformed my davening. I don't know about you. I've always had a really hard time with davening. I've had a hard time focusing, even just to make it through Shemona Esrei, to make it halfway through Shemona Esrei, while still focusing, has been very difficult.
Yeah.
And I realized that, someone pointed out to me, I was made to realize that when your goal in Shemona Esrei is to have focus from beginning to end, it's already a losing battle. You should always aim small, and here's how.
Okay.
A Rav that I have grown close to over the past number of years, Rav Yisrael Reisman, has shared with me an etza, an idea that he came up with by davening in proximity to Rav Eliyashiv, Zichrono Levracha. He said that when Rav Eliyashiv would daven, he would daven loudly enough that if you were near him, you could hear him. He was old, mm-hmm. So he was hard of hearing. So he was trying to daven loudly that he could hear it. People around him heard it also.
Okay.
And he davened pretty quickly. And then he slowed down and got super intense at three words of Shemona Esrei. Every time, Hamachzir Shchinaso L'tzion, that God will return His Shchina, His divine presence, to Zion. That's when Rav Eliyashiv got really, really intense and slowed down. And it occurred to Rabbi Reisman, what if I could take three words that are meaningful to me? And I'm not going to have a goal of having concentration the entire Shemona Esrei, but those three words, I'm going to own those three words. For this entire year, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to have arrows pointing to it in my siddur. I'm going to make sure that I have some special kavanah, some special focus on those three words. And if you do that for a few months, and then you take another three words, but start with three words that are either in the first part of Shemona Esrei or the last part of Shemona Esrei, because in the middle part you're spaced out already. But the first part you're still there a little bit. The last part, once you've bowed a second time, so you're sort of you wake up when you physically do something, and you'll find over time that will transform all the words around it. And it will slowly build. You know, Rabbi Reisman said that someone said to him, well, if you only take three words a year and you try to focus on three words a year, when are you ever going to have focus on the entire Shemona Esrei? And he said, well, I have a plan. I'm going to go up to God after 120 years and he's going to say, how come you never had focus on your entire Shemona Esrei? And I'm going to be able to say to him, I was working on it. I was moving forward. If you would have given me a little more time, I would have eventually gotten there. But the point is, the question we're going to be asked after 120 is not did you accomplish everything, but were you working on it? Were you growing? Were you still, were you on a path that was to do a little more this year than you did last year? And I think that's a wonderful way to start. Again, it's transformed my tefillah. I now have several sets of three words.
Amazing.
That come up in my Shemona Esrei. And there are other tricks for a different time, but I think that's at least a starting point.
Thank you so much. Can I ask you for one of the three words? Is that okay?
Okay.
Is that too personal?
So I'll tell you my three words for last year were in Modim, when we thank Hashem, I I think during Erev, Vavoker, Vitzaharayim, evening, morning, and afternoon. Why those three words? Because I happen to live a life in three different contexts. I am the rabbi of a shul, I'm a rabbi in yeshiva, and hopefully I'm a father and a husband. So, you know, hopefully a decent father and a husband. In the evening, at least ideally, I'm with my family. In the morning, I'm with my shul. In the afternoon, I'm with my yeshiva. So I think of how grateful I am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Erev, and I think about how grateful I am for my wife, each of my children, my granddaughter especially, and then Boker, I think about how grateful I am for the wonderful community and shul that I have and that continues to inspire me and to grow together with me. And Saharayim, I think about the amazing Talmidim that we have in yeshiva and the fact that I get to spend every day not only with my Talmidim but with my Rebbeim as well. So I say those words really slowly because it's a lot of thoughts that have to go through your mind. But I just find that I'm overcome with gratitude with those three words. So that was one set of three words.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much for taking three steps forward with me. I hope you will decide to subscribe and even join us in Shul for our in-person workshops. There is a wide and bright horizon ahead. Please review our podcast, and if you learned something new, share it with a friend. More episodes are on the way.